The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I have to ask, and again, could I Google this and get the answer? Yeah. Join me on my journey. Did they find any of them monkeys yet? Because that happened right before the weekend where, was it 40-something monkeys escaped from what is called a medical testing facility in South Carolina?
Yeah, 50 miles north of Savannah.
43 of them in a city where Paige grew up, I'll tell you. Maybe she knows. Did you work at the animal testing facility when you were a young child?
I was a baby. I was an employable.
The last thing was said about it, 43 of them escaped. It's almost like they escaped, so they were like being held without their will.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the rhesus macaque monkeys?
Is that how you say it?
I think that's how you say the last word.
It sounds like something, a special Halloween candy you get only at Spencer's.
But no, the rhesus macaques.
I think for the latest update, I heard that 25 of the 43 have been recovered.
Recovered how, though? Because, like, we're talking about South Carolina. They, like, instructed people to lock their doors and windows because these monkeys, who were held without their permission, escaped.
And they say they're about the size of domestic house cats.
I thought we didn't test things on animals anymore. I thought that was the big global initiative. We don't want to have a big carbon footprint and don't test things on animals.
Didn't you mention this a few weeks ago?
That there was a monkey facility?
There
was a monkey island off the coast of South Carolina. But it's not this a different thing. I didn't know that there was a monkey island in South Carolina off the coast.
And you're wondering what happened and how they escaped.
Do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
Well, somebody...
Did they dig a hole under the wall?
No, it's happened to many people that have had dogs. There was a caretaker at the facility who accidentally left a door open, and the monkeys walked out.
Well, it doesn't sound like an escape. They just walked out.
They bolted out the door.
Well, I wonder if they waited for one to go to see if he would come back or nothing would happen.
He probably did he went out and got out in the woods. He's like,
how smart are these monkeys?
Well, they
all right. So what they do in this facility, it's not like, you know, they're saying that they're all AIDS monkeys, which is...
Who said that?
I saw that on the internet. Okay, so what they do in this facility...
Oh, my God.
...is they do vaccine development and...
Oh, great.
...experimental surgical procedures, which is very cruel.
What? In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Smiling faces, beautiful places, dissecting monkeys.
This makes me sad.
Yeah, but...
But, I mean, it's an...
Well, watch Faces of Death 3.
Would you give one back? I don't...
That's what I want to say. Like, they said they'd set traps and stuff to catch them, but the ones that they got, did they just go catch them, or were they taken? You know what I mean?
They said they were returned, I think, in a couple stories, but what does that mean?
Maybe people called the authorities and said, I found one of these escaped violent monkeys in the tree, so
I don't think I would.
Lock your door, hide your babies.
They said lock the doors and windows. so don't come out. But then I just wonder if a couple old boys, you know, said,
well, how would you?
Let's get in the truck. I got a monkey suit.
You think they're angry
monkeys?
I got
some monkey corn.
I don't think they were, right? I don't think they were wild as far as like.
I don't know what kind of rhesus macaque is.
And why they just leave a door open and all these monkeys escape, though? It's like.
That was an accident.
It's odd.
That was definitely on purpose.
It says here, now, I don't know if you're on the same thing. Back in 2016, 19 monkeys escaped then, but they were captured and returned within 6 hours.
Well, maybe the monkeys.
I wonder if that was the same guy.
Need to be freed because they are unhappy.
Would you give one back if you.
No.
Like, do
I don't
you,
know if I would.
Oh, you mean like keep it as a little pet?
Yeah, like it comes up to your place and it's like, you know, cool.
It depends on what they were testing on them.
Though. I've always wanted a monkey.
Do you know anybody that has a monkey? Like, I kind of looked into it.
I've had one on my back for years.
You can't
own one, right? Not in. God, what do I? I don't know. Can you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's all the rules that change with everything else. I'm sure that's a thing now, too. As long as it's like a sympathy pet or whatever you call that.
As long as he doesn't have anger issues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, chimpanzees can bite someone's face off.
Well, yeah, that one in Connecticut was on Xanax, though.
Yeah, it got into the woman's Xanax. I thought it was Florida. Was it Connecticut?
Yeah, it was Connecticut.
Ripped her face off.
So what happens when, let's say they get them, well, they don't even have to get them all back. When are they going to start asking questions? Or is it going to go away?
I want to know them now. Like, I'm known to get conspiratorial sometimes, but like, what is the...
What are you finna do with these monkeys?
Like, we know, like, a lot of the major thing, you know, like, we got BMW and we got a bunch of other stuff here. Like, I feel like we should know that. We're lifelong residents. We should know that. Paige, this is your birth city.
Yes,
it is.
Do you
keep up with any old friends down there?
I don't have any friends down there.
Well...
Are they taking their DNA to... Look, as far as we know, the ones that did escape were pretty much unscathed. So whatever, they weren't growing stuff on them, I guess. Maybe they took their DNA and...
828 area code, suck it. They escaped on Wednesday. They couldn't have voted on Tuesday. Suck it. I know how you voted, obviously. You can buck fighting. How about that?
Plus, we weren't here when they were all like... This has been going on for a few days. So some have come and gone back since then. But yeah, they haven't gotten all of them.
They were very young little monkeys, and they weigh less than my Chihuahua. They were 6 and 7 pounds.
But they are smart. I've seen monkey shines. We've all seen it.
Well, certain
they're mimics.
Certain breeds of them are. Some of them are like, you know, they're not all smart. I mean, it's like people. Wow. So
it is true.
This has been so. Why would that not have to be like legislated? I guess it is. We just didn't maybe ask.
I had no clue about this place. Now, did people that like from around there, did they know about this place?
No kidding. Now they do.
Well, do you know the name of the facility? It's the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center.
I never heard of it, but that makes it sound like it's a well-known, like...
Alpha Genesis makes it sound like it'd be like a villainous movie, yes.
But then again, I didn't know there was a secret research facility in Rosman. You know, the mayor may not still be active.
What is that?
I don't know.
Where is Yamassee? Is that how you say it?
It's on the coast.
Okay.
It's not too far from Savannah.
Did you ever hang out near Yamassee, Paige?
No, sir.
Okay.
You know, when I was in Buford, I was on the base. We lived there for less than a year.
Yeah, they don't let you leave the base unless you're going to fight somebody.
Well, oh. I didn't live on the base. My dad was there.
And she was very docile back then.
I was a baby.
Wow.
I did whatever they told me to do.
So they do non-human primate biological products, including... Plasma? Blood?
Oh, do you know
tissue
how much
samples?
Do you know how much money is in plasma?
Dude, I don't know. Are they cloning
a lot of money
monkeys
in plasma
for people with pet monkeys?
So much money in plasma that when you go somewhere and they only pay you $50 for it, they are making a lot of money off plasma.
Who are they selling it to? Rosicrucians?
I don't know.
You need plasma for
like your homo goblins and whatever.
Because that's the fluid.
That's what it is. So are they taking the monkey DNA and then trying to, you know, I don't think they're trying to make other monkeys with it. Maybe they are, but
they're trying to start evolution over.
I feel like this place is going to get closed down at some point, or at least thoroughly checked out.
Or that's what's going to, like, that's like how Planet of the Apes is going to start.
What they're like,
Caesar?
two of them they didn't get back, and they went and lived in a tree and like
hooked up and started their own race, which was already
Florence,
started.
South Carolina, not too close to the coast, but close enough. And they started a little family. And then you had some good old boy out there messing around in the woods. Ain't got laid in a while. Well, next thing you know, Planet of the Apes.
You know they're not going to get them all back. They're just not. So either maybe a couple had passed away or somebody kept them.
Somebody would keep them, for sure.
I would keep them.
But could you?
I would not. These have been already messed with medically.
But you know they're chipped. They're going to come get them.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a very good question. Why were they not? I mean, for people, no. I don't want that to happen. Not even kids. I think that's insane. But nevertheless, for a monkey, yeah. I mean, you do them with dogs and cats and stuff. Why would they not have been chipped?
What is cooing? It said they were cooing other monkeys.
That means like trying to get them to get down, right? Cooing?
Funky monkeys.
No, like sex.
No.
I don't like, oh, hey, we're out here and you're in there. Look at us.
We out here. We out here for it. You up? You up? You up?
Yeah, I don't know if. But how much? If that many got out, how many? Like, how many do they have left?
Does anybody know anybody that used to work there or still does? They can be anonymous. I want to find out that. That's incredible to me.
Do you have a monkey? Like, how much upkeep is it?
Their main. Oh wow. Okay, I ain't even gonna say that because that come off wrong.
Are they just? I would think
their number one client's Asia. Okay.
They're just in a big cage so they can all escape.
Yeah, but are we creating the next thing here?
God. Are we working with China as far as, you know, DNA extraction from animals go and then biological testing?
Because if you can, what didn't they, now tell me I didn't dream this. Did they not grow a human ear on a pig one time or something?
It was a rat, right?
A rat, okay.
A lab rat.
Oh my God.
They grew a human ear on a lab rat.
But you can't do that anymore, right? Well, you wouldn't need
to,
actually.
Well, so they say. He's supposed to open up.
They used to grow human nuts on snails.
I don't think so.
That's an episode of South Park, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the microwave. All right. This is full of crap. This person trying to act like they know somebody. You're trying to.
I can't wait to see what else.
Goat me.
I can't wait to see what else comes out about this place.
It's kind of depressing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning show.
Big birdie. Hey, we got some good calls on hold.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would believe you're a little birdie. Little birdie?
I'm a bald eagle.
Gross. Really?
See, no, I'm talking about like the actual bird, not like the shaving style.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
That's my assumption. Is that bad of thinking that?
I don't know how that got started.
You meant like a patriot?
That's
yeah, why is
first.
It the face of our like our national bird, like the bald eagle, is then also referred to a lady's shaving habits? It seems unpatriotic to me. I don't know. Or actually makes sense.
It's sprayed eagle. It's bald eagle. I mean, come on.
Fat boy, not to hurt anyone's feelings, but if I said, hey, which one's the best call?
the one that's got, the, well, man.
And the other person shouldn't get mad and hang up.
Let's go with Mandy first. Ladies first.
Right? All right, Doug, don't you show out. Hey, Mandy.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, it says here your family split up. What over what?
It's over drugs.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Someone took too much or?
Yeah, there weren't enough left.
Well, there is a section of the family that, you know, does drugs, and there's a section that we're clean.
Oh.
So we can't like get together and be, you know, civil and have a good time because of the other ones who, you know, have problems with addiction.
Oh, man.
They don't know how to control themselves or, you know, act normal.
What if I told you your sister is on the hold right now and wants to speak with you? I'm kidding about that.
Well, she doesn't have cell service, so she's...
Oh, wow. I was right about the sister, though. Look at me.
Her boost ran out.
Out. My Lord. So yeah. Is it stay in one side of the family, though, meaning like one particular split off of the family? Or does it involve different generations?
It's my sister and her children.
God.
And it...
Oh.
It's a sad situation because, you know, it started with the sister and her boyfriend, and then it like trickled down to her kids. Now they're all adults, you know, her children, my niece and nephew, they're adults.
Yeah.
But they're young, you know, and it's not a good path, and I've seen what it's done to my sister.
Yeah.
But because of the lifestyle that, you know, they choose, they can't come around, you know, me, my husband, we have 2 children. I don't want my kids to be around that.
Your parents still with us?
My father passed away in 2017, and my mother lives with me, and she's disabled.
Oh, wow. Aww.
So what do you do for Christmas? Yeah. Are you, like, mailing gifts back and forth or anything?
I don't buy for the adults anymore, so, like, they don't really come around. Now, I do have a niece because my sister has 3 children. Now, her oldest is closer to me. She's more like a daughter.
Oh.
Now she does come around because she is not, she's like us. She's not, you know,
yeah,
in with them because of the drug use. So she does come around, and she just had a little girl, in January. So we do get to see her and we do spend time with her, but the other ones, no, they don't.
This is going to rip my heart out, but like this, so they don't come around and see your mom at all?
They only come and see my mom or call my mom when it's payday.
God.
Oh, my God.
America.
Poor thing.
I'm sorry, Mandy.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, when she gets her money, they're here. you know, for a couple of days, or they'll come and pick her up and take her somewhere. But when she's, you know, when she's broke, she doesn't exist until the next month. And it's just a cycle.
I'm sorry.
That older daughter might be a double agent. You might want to watch her.
Yeah. That's
she's fine.
You're a good daughter as well.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. It's hard, but you know.
Well, have a good Thanksgiving.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta keep
y'all too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Keep mom healthy.
Damn it.
I thought it was like a Michael and Fredo Corleone situation. If you want to see our mother, I want to know 2 days in advance.
Man.
So I won't be there.
It's tough when you have people like that in your family. And
yeah.
You know,
what? Druggies?
Yeah.
Let's go to Doug. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Your family split up as well?
Well, I just want to say what an honor it is to be speaking to the bald eagle.
Hell yeah. I'm about to dig. You know, I'm going to dig.
Call me Turkey Lips.
My wife's hearing me calling somebody Turkey Lips. There might be a showdown. I don't know.
God.
Yeah, so I had a little falling out with my son. My son's in his 20s, and he lives up in Denver, and him and his wife, they're a little out there. I tend to lean on the conservative side, and they're extremely, well, they're hippies.
Yeah.
So anytime something happens, I drop whatever I'm doing from South Carolina and usually take a 22-hour drive. When they had their daughter, I went up.
Oh,
and
Colorado.
I'm a retired nurse, man, so I went and made sure the delivery went fine, that mom recovered good, and everything. You know, I just adore them.
Yeah.
It was the last Saturday of the Olympics, and I never knew that my daughter-in-law was an untreated bipolar.
Oh.
So,
oh, no.
You found out, I guess.
I noticed. We were watching the Olympics, and it was girls' basketball, and I didn't notice at 9:30 on a Saturday morning that my daughter-in-law had started drinking some cocktails, and that was a red flag to me that I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And she turned to me, and she started asking me some political questions on the upcoming election, and I said, I really don't think it's a good idea to talk about, but she goes, no, I'm in a good space, and I'm safe, and so we started to talk, and her views and my views were not aligned at all, and right. She started to get loud.
Oh, boy.
And I said, her name was Dee, and I said, you know, Dee, I think we're just, you know, I'm just here to enjoy my granddaughter, you and my son. Let's get away from this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She set her little drink down, and she weighs about 85 pounds, and she came over and started chest bumping me.
And
although, you know, I'm in her place, I'm 20 hours away from home, I'm an old Marine, man, and I got this little 85-pound chick chest bumping me. And I'm a disabled vet, so I got a whole lot going on in my upstairs, in my wheelhouse, and I'm just chilling. I'm like, Dee, why don't you let me go stay at a hotel?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say anything, but she kept going and going and would not let it stop. And finally, she called me a racial slur and then looked me in the eyes as soon as she said it. And she goes, what did you call me? I go, excuse me? I hadn't talked the whole 5 minutes this argument was going on.
Oh, no.
So she was having a bipolar, like, psychotic conversation with herself.
Oh.
And apparently she insulted herself with a racial slur, but I got punched right between the eyes.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
I said, I had a duffel bag because I'm like all about bugging out.
I definitely got a bug out bag with you.
See if
I grabbed my bug out bag and she wouldn't let go of the handle and she kept saying, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. And she kept bumping me all the way down the stairs on this 3-floor apartment.
Yeah.
So I ended up walking. I had flown in this one time. I walked, caught an Uber to the airport. And that was it. And I've since tried talking to my son, saying, listen, you were right there for the whole thing. I didn't say two words, dude.
Oh, he was there as well.
Can we make this right? And he just texted me back saying, this family's too broken. Don't call me anymore.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no. Oh.
So sad.
And you worry about him because you know he's going through the same thing, too.
Yeah.
She's done that to him.
I know he's getting his butt kicked behind closed doors.
Oh.
And But he saw his mother and I go through a nasty divorce, and he's very money oriented. So there's no way, he has already said, I don't ever want to go through a divorce, because I don't want to lose my livelihood. I don't want to lose my daughter.
And right.
So, you know, he's kind of, I'm torn. I see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, how dare he not stand up for me, man? Yeah. If he were to call me back and say, hey, you know, can we make this right? I think I'd have to ask him a couple questions. Like, I don't know, have you found your low hanging fruit yet? And are you willing to do what you need to do to, you know, A, make a better life for yourself, B, make a better life for your daughter? And then what about your old man? I've stuck with you through thick and thin.
Yeah.
And for you to just throw me to the wolves like that, I don't think that could happen again.
Damn, Doug. Do you want to go to Thanksgiving with them too? You got a Thanksgiving to go to? Listen to Doug. Doug, where are you?
Where are we going and what?
Well, I see where you're calling from. That'd be a long call.
Where are you all at?
We're in Greenville, South Carolina. It says you're in Rochester, New York.
Oh, no, but I live in Boiling Springs.
Baby. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's called before.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's around the corner.
All right.
I'm Italian. Tell me what you want me to bring to dinner, and you want to play the
wine.
Ziti, a big can of ziti, or...
Let's do a rigatoni with a vodka sauce.
Listen to you. Hold on. We're going to screen shoot your
phone. It's going to be a homemade vodka sauce, though. We don't do anything from a jar in our house.
You know what? Y'all need to change calling it the bologna sauce, because there's no bologna in that stuff. That's very hard to read.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You guys from the South know how to cut your bologna. If it ain't 2 inches thick,
Hey, man.
And another thing y'all have is Duke's mayonnaise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That changed my life.
Oh, dear. Oh,
God. That really will.
That good. Changed my life.
Doug, you're a pleasure to talk to, sir. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you got a new super fan, boys, and I hope the Eagle lands safely for Thanksgiving.
All right, man. Hell have a good one, Doug.
Blessed day, guys.
See you, man.
Hang on. I want to guess what slur she called you, Doug.
I was like, man, if the clock wasn't right here where it was, I'd have so many questions.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The love affair, if I guess it depends on your age, and I think they even said that during the fight. Half the audience, the younger audience, pulling for probably Jake Paul. I was pulling for Tyson. That's why I'm saying that was all a work. It was all a work because everybody saw the fight, the training footage, the way Tyson was doing his feet. He had strong legs. Mm-hmm. They kept saying, oh, his legs are getting weak. It's like, well, maybe so, but there were two solid opportunities where he could have
knocked
the hell out of him. And that one time he did.
But didn't he look small compared to that big old goober?
What? I don't know what you watched.
What'd you watch?
Tyson looked shorter.
Watch the difference.
He was watching Skin of Netflix.
No, I'd never have watched that.
I did see the Tyson ass flash live. I did, because I text Fatboy. Like, dude, they just showed Tyson's whole ass. And he's like, you misspelled that. It's like, no, not that. His whole ass. He turned around. His son's interviewing him.
Dead.
Which was interesting. And then he kisses him on the cheek and he walks away. And they keep it right on his butt the whole time. And he's wearing like something like, you know, it's the whatever those things are called. The thing that.
Like a jock, I guess?
Yeah, but it's real. It's almost like something a Samoan wrestler would wear. I don't know what you call those things. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I saw he had Holyfield was in his locker room. And he got the home locker room, I believe. Lennox Lewis is in there talking
Lennox
to him.
Lennox Lewis was messing with them hard here in the commentary, because Evander Holyfield, who I think was half drunk, his headphones were not working. And they were asking him questions he couldn't hear. So Lennox Lewis was messing with not only Evander, but also the other two analysts. He said, they want to know if you think Mike going to bite his ear off. And they're like, no, we didn't say that.
You know, I got some real perspective. We've
about
seen
the reality of it?
Well, no, I mean, like, we've seen Gronk before in a game. Yeah. He's a big dude.
Uh-huh.
When he went up to Shaq, he looked minuscule.
Oh,
like
very.
Diminutive.
Very.
Shaq is a big dude.
Yeah.
But then again, I had some buffering issues too, so.
Oh, who didn't?
To keep backing out.
I thought it was – I didn't get online looking at whatever to see what people were saying or whatever. I just went in there. I rebooted my damn modem. I was like, this sucked.
I didn't go through all that.
I was like, this got to be on my end. if they're going to put this fight out, and plus they're going to start airing regular wrestling on Monday nights in January, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a ton of people watching this stuff. I wonder if that was kind of like the beta test to see if we can handle. Not that 60 million people are going to watch Raw, Monday Night Raw on WWE, but
it's true.
That was unnerving. Like,
it was.
If it wasn't for that fight, how many? Well, that was hard to watch through certain parts.
Yeah,
I almost really wanted to just throw in the towel and say, "All right, screw it. I will go back because it's still streaming now."
Yeah. I was afraid somebody was going to get hurt watching that, and I at the end.
We were hoping it was Jake Paul.
Uh-huh. If you take the commentary. And then the the pre-fight announce crew.
Yeah.
Do you feel like whoever's got an agent, they're like, okay, look, it's up for grabs. Whoever wants to do it.
Right.
Cedric the Entertainer was awful.
Dude, he looked like he either was going to be on Coming to America 3, or he was wearing like a big cinnamon bun that looked like a doo-doo emoji on his head.
Well,
I don't know what that hat was about.
He's got personality, but not that fight he didn't.
Well, he also got caught in a lie, too, because the analyst said, have you ever seen Tyson fight before? He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, which fight did you go to? Several.
I never had.
Like, which one, buddy?
Like, which one did you go to? Several.
I don't know who the other guy was. The girl was kind of, she was rough, but I don't know why you booked Rosie Perez to, you couldn't get Larry Merchant or Max Kellerman, somebody.
She did it from the fan perspective, and that was kind of cool. Again, I pat myself on the back saying, wow, this lady sounds just like Rosie Perez. And then go to the panel, and there she is. I'm like, what?
See,
take a pic.
I missed I just got where the fight was beginning when
you
we
didn't
got.
See the ladies, man.
I did not.
God bless.
I wish I could have.
That was brutal. And I went back and forth with who I liked in the fight. And then.
It was the fight of the night. People said, I missed it.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
It was hardcore. That girl was leading with her head like crazy. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It sounds sexist. I don't like to see women get hurt, but like when they headbutt each other, ooh, God. That's
I want to watch them just punch each other in the chest.
And they kept zooming in on that eye.
Did someone get knocked out?
She split her eye open with a headbutt like 4 or 5 times, and they kept zooming in on it. I'm like, y'all?
That's gross.
If this wasn't totally pixelated now, I would throw up all over my flat screen.
But like Rosie Perez kept making excuses for Tyson being old. She inserted herself like, look, at that age, I know how it feels to like, oh, yeah. Really? Do you?
Who have you fought, Rosie?
Do you really know how it feels to walk around butt naked and get punched?
No. You know what I was thinking is that the head injury thing and watching him with all the things that he's been through, that this is going to go.
Yeah. Well,
how do you have that much energy if you're Mauro Moreno? That was unnerving.
Booger sugar, likely.
Plus, he was leaned over a lot. Like, literally, like, somebody's got to stand
he
him
He looked
up.
Anorexic. I mean, he,
yes.
Like, and I'm not, I hope nothing's wrong with him, but he did look like.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But what I heard.
Maybe he's on Ozempic X.
And my takeaway from this is like the beginning of something, and there's going to be a rematch that it was.
Tyson said it was fixed. Tyson said
beginning.
It might not be his last one, but. Already, Logan was getting 40 versus Tyson's 20 million. That's ridiculous to
Why?
Me.
Why?
I don't know. No one was there to watch
If you
watch
look at
Logan
the
Paul.
Score, it was pretty close, in my opinion.
They weren't there to, yeah. It's hard to gauge his popularity, Logan Paul, because how he came up through YouTube and the whole deal.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing Tyson bite his gloves in a fight.
See, that's where the contention was with Roy Jones Jr. and Mauro, is Roy Jones, like, something's up with him. He keeps biting his glove. Mauro's like, no, I've seen him do that in many fights. And then back and forth, they were all, like, you could feel the
no, tension, not.
The tension in it. But, you know, was that Mike biting the glove so he wouldn't throw it? Because there was that one time where he caught him and old Mike Tyson would have came back around and hit him with that left. And I was even thinking, this is going to be like a Disney movie where at the end, because Mike Tyson, I mean, he's sweetheart now. He's a docile, but he used to be a MF-er. I mean, he used to be a killer. In other words.
When he first got out of prison and started fighting again?
Real, real bad style of person. And so when Jake Paul's sitting there and it's about to close and he's bowing to him or whatever, I'm like.
He's going to do it.
Draw back, Mike.
He's going to poke him right in the chops.
Is it going to look bad? Is it going to look bad to history that he was bowing to you and you hauled off and knocked the hell
sucker
out of him?
Sucker punched him?
No, not at all. I would have loved it. lift him up out of the freaking cage and send him over there to the freaking crowd.
Flatten him to the ground.
That would have been so good.
She like Roy, I guess they left his mic on when they're showing the highlight package of Tyson fights, and he's laughing at every knockout.
Oh, yeah.
You just hear him snicker.
Oh, God.
Yeah. See, that even makes me wonder, too, like, you know, the mafia is involved in fighting. They always have been. Or let's just say gamblers or whatever you want to call it. Tyson's great. Tyson is, I mean, he's up there. But now you look back at somebody, did they put him against people that he didn't have a shot against? That he was going to knock out in 10 seconds. Like,
yeah.
It was not even an equal fight ever. It's just like Goldberg, a jobber match just to put him up there. Like, man, he knocked the guy out in 10 seconds. Well, who was the guy, though?
I went back and watched the McNeely fight. That was a longer fight than I remember it being. But people were worried. They wanted Tyson to have a good showing because they didn't want the generations now to take a dump on his era of boxing.
Right.
And the legend of who he is.
And boxing is, I mean, as far as America goes, it's much, much lower. What's the word I'm looking here for? People don't talk about it or watch it as much because most of the champions seem to have been from elsewhere. And
they'll say it's like boxing purists will say it's good now, and it may be in a good place, but not casually.
You don't hear it. Like,
you don't hear the pizzazz anymore. They're like, that's why that fight sold. Or it's what Fatboy and I were talking about. How many new subscribers did they get? I mean, literally.
I like
10,000 maybe? Because who?
Got to be more, right? It's got me curious to wonder who Jake Paul is going to fight next.
Evander Holyfield.
Did he make maybe. You a fan?
Just more so of a curiosity factor. Because I think that's the type of boxing I like is the exhibition one-offs.
Mm-hmm. His brother is a douche. Like, he's a great I've said it before. He's a great wrestler. Yeah. And they're both entrepreneurs like hell. But Tyson's being a sweetheart at the end of the thing. Hey, anybody else you want to fight? I might want to fight Logan.
He's
put on the spot, Logan Paul. And Logan Paul's like, I'll effing kill you, MF-er. And I'm like, what? Like, you don't need to be saying that.
He might, after what he saw, he might be basing it on it. But
yeah, but
I think you should fight Butterbean.
Spraying that. It was like stealing gorgeous Jimmy Garvin's bit, spraying the air freshener around. Come into the ring in something that looked like Eddie Guerrero would have drove to WrestleMania.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.